It's the Currents Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Monday, February 4th. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade. And did you forget to pay attention during the commercial breaks for the Super Bowl? I will share what you might have missed or remind you about some of the highlights.
And I will talk about one of the lowlights. But first, a few more of today's music news stories. 21 Savage has been taken into custody by officers from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement who say the rapper is a United Kingdom national who's now overstayed his visa by 13 years. His most recent album, I Am I Was, debuted at number one on the Billboard 200 last month, and he's a Grammy nominee for Record of the Year for Rockstar, his collaboration with Post Malone.
The reason why this is getting so much buzz is because he's made such a big deal of being from Atlanta, being a part of that scene, supporting that scene, and really claiming that as his home. So it's confusing to a lot of people, not just in the what he got arrested and might be deported, but also, oh, we thought he was from Atlanta. So that's why it's kind of the big news in the music world right now.
Gordon Lightfoot, the pop folk performer that Rolling Stone once called the top 10 troubadour for his string of 60s and 70s hits, including The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, says he's working on a new album, his first in 15 years.
What?
Yeah, Gordo going back into the studio. You might be wondering, how does that 80-year-old Canadian star have such longevity? He's still on the road. He's still going into the studio. Well, he says he has a strict exercise regimen that helps him stay fit. Over his long and storied career, Lightfoot's songs have been covered by artists like Bob Dylan, Johnny Cash, and Elvis Presley. In a rare and candid interview with CBS Sunday Morning, pop country star Linda Ronstadt looked back at her incredibly successful career and opened up about her experience with Parkinson's disease, which has left her unable to sing for the past decade.
Yeah, and it's so sad to hear her talking about this, but she's pretty delightful in this interview and very upbeat. I mean, she's someone who has crossed so many genres in the music world. She's made guest appearances in, I think it's like 120 albums. I mean, everybody from Homer Simpson to Philip Glass to Paul Simon. She's worked with everybody.
Emmylou Harris, Dolly Parton, just hits for decades. Here's a clip from that CBS Sunday Morning interview.
I sing in my brain all the time. But it's not quite the same as doing it physically. You know, there's a physical feeling in singing that's just like skiing down a hill. Except better, because I'm not a very good skier.
So, Maroon 5. They played the Super Bowl halftime show. Did you notice, Jade?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just woke up. What were you talking about?
Yeah, no. The halftime show, the Super Bowl halftime show. The biggest live music event of the year. The most exciting thing that happens all... Well, so Maroon 5, reportedly a third choice at best to play the big game after Rihanna and Jay-Z both reportedly turned the NFL's offer down due to the treatment of Colin Kaepernick. Maroon 5 came out and took center field on Sunday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta and played their hits on a giant M-shaped stage without making too much of an impression.
Yeah, I mean, I think Adam Levine's tattoos made a bigger impression on the audience than perhaps the music.
Certainly the biggest moment in that performance was when he whipped off his shirt, but that just served to remind people of what nipples are okay and what nipples are apparently not okay at the Super Bowl halftime show.
But at least there were some guests.
That's true. There were a couple of guests. Travis Scott showed up, and then Atlanta legend Big Boy came out representing the city, and his entrance was also pretty fun. He came out in a Cadillac and this giant coat. I will say, listening to Maroon 5 play their hits took me back in time. I remembered all the grocery stores I've been in. I thought of all the elevators I've been in over the past 10 plus years. So, yeah, Maroon 5.
Nice walk down memory lane.
It was a thing. But, you know, the artists who took the field before the kickoff fared pretty well. Chloe and Halle delivered America the Beautiful, and the people I was watching the game with all stopped and they said, all of America is Googling Chloe and Halle right now if they don't already know that Atlanta sister duo. And then 74-year-old Gladys Knight, aptly introduced as the Empress of Soul, brought that trademark smooth power to the national anthem. And the whole If there was ever a Super Bowl that you definitely watch for the ads instead of the football, this was the one. The game was a slog, lowest scoring Super Bowl in history. The Patriots boringly pulled out yet another win, but the ads were pretty good.
Yeah, let's just talk about ads because this is where a lot of the money ends up going. And if you don't know, Super Bowl ad time is very, very pricey. CBS charged up to $5.3 million for each 30 seconds of time. So if you saw a commercial that was like a minute and a half, you can do the math on your own. It gets very, very expensive. And if you're wondering if the musicians get to cash in on this as well, yes. Do not fear. Do not feel sad for them if they're in any of those commercials. So even just getting a short bit of your music used in one of these commercials can get you around $100,000. And those more iconic songs that are played for longer, they can get up to $750,000. And I'm looking at Budweiser for that one. They showed off the fact that Budweiser is now brewed with wind power, with a very cute dog. They had their classic Clydesdales and Bob Dylan's Blowing in the Wind playing in the background.
I knew that one was coming, but I was surprised to hear Bob Dylan's music also pop up in that ad for Stella Artois, in which Carrie from Sex and the City shows up, aka Sarah Jessica Parker, and then Jeff Bridges walks in as the dude. And there's The Man in Me, Bob Dylan's song from the opening credits of The Big Lebowski.
Yeah, his song might actually stay in that commercial throughout the rest of the ad time, but Bob Dylan's Blowing in the Wind in that Budweiser commercial, that's the last time you'll actually hear it on that ad if you're watching it on TV, because they're going to switch it out for a cover version. So the next time you see it on TV, it will not be Bob Dylan singing it. So who else got paid? Lots and lots of hip-hop stars. That's what this year has been all about. Hip-hop's the biggest sound in the music industry, and it is the biggest at the Super Bowl as well. There were a bunch of on-camera appearances from a bunch of hip-hop artists. I'm talking Chance the Rapper, dancing with Backstreet Boys, and rapping over their song for Doritos. 2 Chainz, he explained his music video finance reports with Adam Scott for Expensify. Lil Jon and Cardi B showed off their signature OKs. I particularly enjoyed that commercial for Pepsi. And Ludacris, he was repping Mercedes. Classic rock always gets some love. That totally makes sense. It's good old American football. So you got to see Norman Greenbaum's Spirit in the Sky. That was for an Audi spot. Motley Crue, Kickstart My Heart, was in a Planters Peanuts commercial. Queen, they just continue to rule this year and rake in the dough. So their song Don't Stop Me Now showed up to promote Amazon's Alexa. And The Who's Pinball Wizard, that has been an entire ad campaign for Toyota's 2019 Supra. And kind of a weird thing is music was popping up in really unique ways in TV network promos. So Showtime teamed up with Frank Ocean, and he rarely lets people use his music for anything. So this was kind of cool. They used his song Nikes for its network brand spot. Bud Light gave us a tease for the upcoming Game of Thrones season with the theme song featured in its hybrid promo. And there was a really cool and beautiful song from Karen O that Amazon Prime commissioned. Karen O, frontwoman of Yeah Yeah Yeahs, she did this cover of Smashing Pumpkins' Bullet with Butterfly Wings to promote Hannah.
The world is a vampire sent to drain secret destroyers.
Today's viral clip is actually a whole bunch of clips, covers of the same song from the Sarah Bareilles Broadway musical Waitress. As the New York Times noticed, the song She Used to Be Mine has taken on a life of its own as a popular cover choice of both pros and amateurs from a wildly diverse range of backgrounds. Sarah Bareilles says the song's wide appeal comes as a surprise to her since the regret-tinged ballad seems so specific to the Waitress character, she finds it strange even for herself to perform in concert. But people love singing this song. Just some of the popular covers of the song include one by Tiffany Mann, who is a struggling actor working as a waitress herself when her version of the song went viral and led to her being cast on Broadway in, that's right, Waitress.
Oh, very cool.
Then there was the version that helped a woman land runner-up on a singing reality show competition in Spain. There was a homemade cover clip from Dear Evan Hansen star Ben Platt. And then there's this one that's given our producer Anna and me and everyone who hears it just chills. She said before the show she had to climb back into her skin after hearing this 14-year-old boy from Pennsylvania sing the song. He was just doing it as part of a voice class, and his proud mom pulled out her phone, recorded a clip to post on Facebook. It's now been viewed more than 3 million times. Here's that boy, Adrian Matthews, singing She Used to Be Mine.
I would give it all back for a chance to start over and rewrite an ending or two. For that girl that I knew who was reckless just enough.
And that's today's music news. You can see that clip and read more about all these stories. See that halftime show, if you dare, over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer today is Anna Wagle. If you go over to thecurrent.org/musicnews, you can sign up for our email newsletter and get music news updates in your inbox as well as in your earpods. Earbuds? AirPods? Whatever it is, however you listen to this, you can read it as well. We'll be back tomorrow with more music news headlines.